What's up, guys? Welcome to Running Back with Blair Bomber. I have a mustache, and dude, I'm doing great. I went with the mustache kind of as a joke, but then after a day and a half of really liking the way it looks in a hood or in a backwards hat, or at least in a hat in general, I think it looks kind of becoming. I look not great right now, so I'm rocking a shitty hoodie with my old dad glasses. Yeah, you know, that's the thing is, like, once guys have, like, pussy locked down, they just let themselves go. Some guys get fat, some guys grow mustaches, some guys just stop shaving their head, even though they're clearly so bald it looks like the Colosseum. You know, one side is kind of falling apart. That's, like, the front hairline is what it's like. I got the dog. I got the homie Kylo in the room with me today. Kylo, what's up, bud? You'll hear his little jingling of his collar. But we're just hanging out. We're just a couple of dudes hanging out. Chilling together. Right, bud? If you make too much noise, though, I will have to throw hands at you. I'll throw hands at you, Kyle. I don't give a fuck. He's like a 100-pound pit bull. He could for sure fuck me up. Dude, it is wild that we have pets, like dogs, that could, if they wanted to, snap and murder us. Like, no problem. Like, the dog totally could. Ooh, the hood's off now. How's that look? Not great. It's like a... Sometimes if you wear a hood wrong, it looks like labia lips. Labia lips? It's kind of the same thing. Kind of like saying... stash lip. Lip stash? It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, like, we have these dogs, these pets, and... really, if they want to, they can kill you. Like, this dog is, he's all just chest out. It's kind of like Arnold in the 80s. He's just absolutely muscled up. But I feel like, because he's so, you know, dogs are so, you know, pack animals, that I could just be like, hey, dude, come here and get close. And then I could choke him out. Kind of like little kids. Like, little kids trust you. So if you wanted to kill a kid, it would be that hard. Oh, that's getting dark. But you could if you wanted to kill a kid you knew. But hey, come here. And then you just choke him out. That's why I don't like movies where the kid's smart. There's no smart kids. Kids can't sense danger. Women can for sure not sense danger at all. But kids especially. You know, I feel like women don't really give a shit about how your face looks. Like, they don't. Like, they really don't. As long as you're a nice guy with a good job who is willing to care for them and will, you know, sit on their face. Like, that's what they want. They want you to just sit on my... Women are always saying, Blair, sit on my face. And I'm like, that's not how... it's supposed to be the other way around. And they're like, do it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Hold still. Let me just stretch my hips a little bit. Do you ever have that thing where it's an ideology? Like, there's a thing, there's an idea that you have that you haven't really put a word to it before, but you for sure know it exists, but you don't know it. And then someone says, oh, that's called this. And you're like, shit, that's amazing. I didn't even know. That's great. Here's what I'm talking about. It's the idea that you can go through a dry spell, right? You can just not fuck for a hot minute. Like, you want a 2-3 month dry spell, get no nothing. And then you get out of the slump, be it, you know, you meet somebody, or be it you just really hang at the wrong side of town until that one girl with the limp comes out of the bar and is like, dude, I don't go home with me. And you're like, 4 months ago? Hell no. Right now? Did you drive? And then after that moment happens, all of a sudden it feels like more women know what's going on. Like, they're aware of what's happening and they're almost more drawn to you. You feel that way, right? It's momentum, right? And my boy Colin Woods, comic out here in LA, funny dude. He said his friend called it this, but now if your friend told you this and you're my friend, it's now you've told me this. I'm not going to go, you're my friend's friend. That's just fucking stupid. But my boy Colin said, that's pussy momentum theory, PMT. It's like when you get in a relationship, and all of a sudden, women who were never around when you were single are all of a sudden like, oh my God, hey, do you hang out at this place that I think is your work that I've seen you every day for the last 2 months? Oh my God. And you're like, wait, hold on. I'm kind of like seeing this person. But all of a sudden, all this other stuff has now popped up. So what are you supposed to do? You're like, where were you guys when I was all alone jerking off thrice a week? I meant a day. Now, dude, even at my most horny, the most I'm jerking off is 8 times a week. Like, I mean, that's, you know, once a day. Then I'll double down and do 2, 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. But that's just to keep me sane. Dude, I make poor decisions when I'm horny. Not just in regards to women, in regards to food, movie choices, how I talk to people in public. I will be far more wound up if I haven't come in 3 days. That's just, it's just me. It's just the way it is for me. But I think, do you think women can smell it on us? Do you think, and if they can smell it on us, do you think that that's an attractive thing? Maybe it's a pheromone thing. Like, it's like, oh, this guy, like some other woman deemed this guy good enough to be in her. So, and that girl could be great. I don't even know her. Because women give women the benefit of the doubt. Like, women just assume that if you're fucking, the girl you're fucking is hot. Even if she's probably, even if she's not. Like, she could just, you could be hooking up with a girl who's maybe not that attractive. But if another woman who is super hot hears you have a girlfriend, her mind goes, I bet that girl's fucking banging. Because I think he's banging. And then only banging people bang. Is there any... All my female, my 4 female, my 2 female listeners, get back, listen to this and get back to me immediately. Like, is pussy momentum theory a thing? Do you feel like you get the vibe if a guy has been hooking up that you're more attracted to that or less attracted to that? Because I feel like if I'm having sex regularly with one girl or multiple girls, I feel like women I haven't had sex with yet are more drawn to me. And I realize how ridiculous all this sounds when I have, you know, this mustache. But, I mean, that's mustache and glass, mustache and glasses. You know, it's not the hottest look. Now, if I take the glasses off, put a nice hat on. By nice hat, I mean just Nike. And I walk outside. Plus, here's the thing about mustache. You can't go full shave. You can't shave the chin, shave the face, and leave just this caterpillar on your upper lip. You can't do that. You can't have that flavor saver going on by itself. You got to have a little bit of a shadow around it so it seems like, you know, you've been working on this for a minute. Because no one rocks the scruff with the stash. Usually guys will take the stash a little bit lower and then grow the Abe out, and then you look a little bit better. But I don't know, man. I feel like I'm changing it up. And I'm making these moves right now. I'm trying things. By the way, my wardrobe has been really on an uptick lately. My boy Terry, shout out Turi. Shout out T-Jax. Shout out softest TA you ever saw. TE means tight end. Softest guy you ever saw on a field. But he could catch the ball a little bit. And he's a cute kid. Cute kid. Looks like Chris Brown. Have I talked about Terry before? I feel like I've already said this Chris Brown joke. He looks like Chris Brown if Chris Brown got on all the testosterone. Like, if Chris Brown was like, okay, I gotta look like who for this next fight? I gotta for this next movie, I gotta look like The Rock? Okay. It's like Terry looks like The Rock if he got off all of the HGH and just kind of ate nothing but cookies for 6 months. So he still has his shoulder are still built, but his tum-tum's a little bit, how many kids do you have? That kind of thing. Dude, I'm on the mic. You gotta just, this dog just goes after my tum-tum comment, which it isn't, you don't want to get heckled by the dog. You don't, the pit that is, hey, he's like, hey man, hey, go make yourself some food. You know? Go over there, go open up. You don't have any thumbs. You can't even open up your food dish. That's what I thought. Fuck. What? But my boy Terry gave me, he's like, yo, man, the style has really come into like a new level for you. And I'm like, dude, I've been trying. And I love that compliment. By the way, it is compliments from other dudes about how you look. Other straight. Okay, here's how it works. Here's the hierarchy of it. If a woman gives you a compliment and it's like she's your friend, like, oh, I like those shoes. Doesn't mean shit to me. I do not care about that compliment at all. It's like, hey, you know what, Haley? Shut up and leave me alone. Right? I don't even think you mean it. I think you just want me to compliment you on your shoes because you know your shoes are nicer than my shoes. All right? Now, a girl who you're sleeping with gives you a compliment on what you're wearing. That feels nice. It does feel nice. When one of your boys gasses you up, for some reason, I think it feels better because guys spend so much time busting each other's dicks down in the dirt that when they're being genuine, like, yo, that shit kind of goes. It's just a guy telling you you're cute. Like, it's a just straight guy saying, hey, I think you're cute, but I'm going to say those shoes are fire. That's what, right? I think that's a direct quote from Charlemagne the God on his podcast, which I won't reference because it's already got millions and millions of listeners and he doesn't need any more help from me. Just calling each other cute. But when it's like nagging. It's like when someone's mean to you all the time, when they're finally nice to you, genuinely nice to you, it feels incredible. You're like, oh man, thanks, dude. I did buy these pants, not at Ross. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. The shirt is from Ross, but like the pants I got online and I did have to buy them and return them because they didn't fit right because they had the European sizes. For some reason, they do 31, 30.25, and that makes absolutely no sense. They also measure it in kilometers, which is like fucking okay. Everybody just do the inches thing. It makes so much more. No, don't do that. We're idiots here in the States. We don't care. We just rolled it. We know we're wrong and we acknowledge it. We're just like, you can't win them all, but we're just gonna pretend like everybody else is weird except for us. How many miles is a 5K? And the highest, the best compliment you can get from anybody, okay, the best type of person to give you a compliment about something you're wearing or your hair or your facial hair is a gay man. If a gay man says, a gay man with style, not a sloppy gay man, I'm talking a gay man who really cares. The kind of gay man who ties his shoes so the shoelaces don't show, like he wraps them around just night and the laces are always white. That kind of guy. The kind of gay man who has a mustache year round. Great hair. By the way, not a lot of gay, bald gay guys. A lot of them just have incredible hair. Like a thick hairline. Like real thick. Kind of like a Benedict Cumberbatch. Kind of like that guy's hair. It's beautiful all the time. Brad Pitt hair. And for some reason, it's always bleach blonde, but you're pulling it off. If a gay man compliments you on something you're wearing, it'll make my entire week. Like I could be on a Monday, I could be having a bad day on a Monday, and I feel like I look cute, and no one said anything, and a gay man comes up to me and goes, "Hey, bro, you look fucking cute in that Pulp Fiction T-shirt. That's a graphic tee. People don't like graphic tees. I love graphic tees." And the way that you're matching the white with the white, the double white bottoms, and the black pants, black on black on black, and the Nike hat with the white swoosh that matches the white Reeboks on the bottom, I love that. So you thought it was going to be a stereotypical gay voice, but I went the other way. Because there are some guys that are so gay, you think they're straight. Like you think that they're going to, like they could fuck you, and then you would talk funny afterwards, and they would be like, that's right. I got in that ass. But if that guy gives you a compliment about how you look, whole week, that could be a worst Monday ever. I'm looking cute. No one said anything. A gay man wants to give me a compliment. He gives me a compliment. Wonder why it feels good? Two reasons. Because gay men will bust your balls, right? So it's the same reason that when dudes bust your balls, it's that nagging, you know, round and round it goes of like, okay, when I give you a compliment, now it's going to mean it. Also, that matches up with the female giving you a compliment if you've had sex with her before because she's trying to fuck you, right? So now they're giving you the compliment and they mean it because they could potentially have sex with you if they thought you were attractive and you were, you know, gay. Then you could. You know, you don't ever hear about guys that are gay. We hear about guys that are gay being in the closet and being, have I talked about this? I'm in Groundhog's Day. I feel like I'm always saying the same thing over and over again. I'm just going to do it anyway because I feel like I think I've already said it, but I don't care. I think it's funny. So fucking it's 17 minutes in. Well, like 14 minutes in. I started it early and then I, you know, had to fix my mustache and then I came back on camera. Don't look at me like that, dude. Don't look at me like that. Look somewhere else. I can feel it. Thank you. I can feel your eyes. This fucking son of a bitch. It's like, you don't hear about straight dudes pretending to be gay to fit in. Because that would be a majority fitting in with a minority. Doesn't really work. But imagine. Because like, gay men will pretend to be straight. They'll fuck women. And just to feel like they have to do, like, if you're in a small town, like, they'll even be in relationships with women and get married to them, but they're still gay on the inside, and they stuff it down because they think they have to because society is a terrible place and they feel like they're, you know, having to conform to what the norms of society. A straight guy has never been like, yeah, just, you know, been fucking dudes for 10 years. But I only had to fuck like 15 of them to know that I'm straight. Like, cause I'm always, it's like, no, it doesn't work the other way around. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? But that would be kind of funny if a guy's like, yeah, man, I was this whole time just inside. I just always knew. I always knew I was straight, and I just had to let multiple guys plow me, and then I had to, and then I wasn't still wasn't sure because I didn't like being a bottom, so I wanted to make sure for sure. But I wasn't. If I was a top, then maybe I like that more. Maybe I'm just a verse kind of guy. And then I go up there and I top a bunch of dudes. And now that I know for sure, like, guys, I know for sure I'm straight. I fucked like 55 guys. So I'm, you know. What's up, ladies? How we doing? Come on, let's hang out. Let's do it. But the move, I think, in 2020, bi guys in 2020. I'm going to be bi. I'm going to be bi soon. I'm going to start kissing dudes in the mouth in public. No tongue. I'll start kissing guys in the mouth in public. Just so people know, like, oh, he's very open-minded. I'm very open-minded. Now. And then eventually, 10 years from now, then it's like, okay, let's add a... Now you can watch me jerk off. Okay? So we'll give a little bit of a Louis C.K. action. Only with other men, though. Women, you don't watch me. I'll have sex with you, and then men can watch me crank it in the corner of my hotel room. Does that sound... Is that progressive enough? Am I progressive enough for the way the world's moving? Oh my God, Blair, it's just like, he is so open-minded. He said he kisses dudes now. On the lips. No tongue, which I don't know if that's just like, that's just how you would kiss your parents when you're a kid. So it's not even, I don't even think that's sexual. I think it's just friendly. It is friendly. I'm a very friendly guy. I also don't like hugging people anymore though. I don't want to hug you. And I'm just over the dude. What are we doing here? We're going up top. We're going down. Nucks. Nucks only. And I'm... All right. My four female listeners. Let's reel it back in. I think I lost some dudes talking about all the gay stuff. I know some guys get a little bit cringy. Blair's talking about gay shit. Let's get out of here. Guys, I didn't even talk about, you know, fisting asses. I just talked about, you know, the other stuff. Like the fun, like, kisses. Have a good day. Connor, love you. My four female listeners. How do we feel about mustaches? I feel like I'm closer to 30 now, so I think I might just make the mustache my new look. I'll be a mustache guy for as long as I can until I stop getting laid. Until I stop having sex regularly. And by regularly, I mean like, you know, month to month. Because, I mean, how much are you really banging? Like, the second I'm not having sex, the last thing I want to do is have sex again. Do you want to go round two? No. No, I don't. No, I'm hungry, actually. I would like... Do you have snacks here? Do you have any Oreos? Double stuff, preferably? Do you want to watch a nice movie? Maybe one we've never seen before. I don't know. Maybe one we've seen a million times. Maybe Titanic. Do you have 4.5 hours to watch Titanic with me? We could do that. Let's do that. Let's do that. No, I don't want to have sex again. We smell. We both been in each other. That was fun. I came for sure. It was into a condom, so I don't know if it counts. You know, we're there. You were on, you know, you got on top for a little bit. That was great. I feel like you enjoyed it. Otherwise, you are an incredible actor, actress. Has that gone back the other direction yet? Is it back? Are we back to every actor and actresses now? Or is it always actors? People love getting mad at shit for, like, how are things going so well that you're like, no, actually, call me the thing that everybody gets called. Call me a person. It's like, all right, guy. Yeah, that one felt good. Also, you know, I put that secret pod out on like Saturday, and this one's a little bit late today. But I'm gonna keep trying to do a Monday, Friday, maybe. I'll do Mondays and Fridays. I'll do video one every week still, but then I'll start adding in those other ones. Again, thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe. Seriously, go on iTunes, go on Spotify, rate it. 5 stars, you fucks. Review it, you cucks. And rate, review. And then if you haven't subscribed, subscribe. Okay? Subscribe, because I'm giving you this fucking golden free content. This content will not be free forever. I want you guys to know it will not be free forever. At some point, I'm going to start a Patreon page, and for all the good stuff, all the good stories, like the real good ones. Like the, hey, you should get tested stories. Those are going to be fucking pay only in probably 6 to 7 years. So, just a warning. Don't say I didn't warn you guys back in 2020 that I was going to go to the Patreon, okay? Also, if any of you have any businesses that you want to sponsor this thing, that'd be great. I mean, I know the, I mean, my viewership is, I joke that it's only 3 or 3 to 7, but it is almost 1,000. It's 1,000 listeners. It's not 1,000 listeners. But if you, anybody you work with says, all right, we're sponsoring this podcast, and be like, yeah, he's 1,000 listeners. He doesn't have 1,000 listeners. But did you just tell them that I do, and then you can give me free shit and a little bit of money, and I can promote it to people that are in the area, and I can do all that stuff, and that'll be great. I don't know. If you sell, maybe you sell sex toys or lube. That might be a good place to start. I don't know what you guys do for work. Probably wouldn't get a lot of love for a pizza place or like a nice refinery. Hopefully you work at a place that doesn't have good Christian values. That would be nice to avoid that. All right, we did it. That one felt good. I really shot from the hip today. And thanks for sticking with me, guys. Kylo, you did great. Get your ass off my pillow. Go work, team. We did it. Have a